it's an absolute tragedy for the people who died. I'm saddened to say it's not unusual, because the number of people facing homelessness is continuing to increase for a whole range of reasons. But sad, but I'm not surprised. I think it's a judgment against us all if we are a society that seeks to care for everybody who lives here. It is our responsibility. Now, the reasons which cause homelessness are many, and as are equally the people who face homelessness or find themselves homeless. Is it acceptable? No, it isn't. There are a substantial number of people who are in temporary accommodation. That may be sofa surfing, it may be sharing space with other people. Now, they are facing homelessness. They're not necessarily homeless at this stage. And that statement is borne out by all the work that we engage in and the groups I work with, such as Porchlight and Catching Lives. So, yes, there are more than 3,000 people facing homelessness. There is an immediate need to meet the needs of those who are homeless and to help them move off the streets in that sense. That's the work which groups such as Catching Lives, Porchlight, the Winter Night Shelters are already doing. They are engaging with people. They are offering them support. They are offering them all the aid to help them move out of homelessness into stability. There's a very particular group that actually, for whom we need to do more work, and that's what I would describe as prisoner homelessness. There are an increasing number of people who are being released from prison who are immediately find themselves on the street homeless. And all the evidence shows us that when a prisoner is released into homelessness, they're much more likely to reoffend. And I think what we need to do is a concerted effort to look at more cost-effective alternatives, not only to prison, but the ways that more ex-offenders could be released into rehabilitation and supported housing. If we don't do that, the cost to society will continue to increase. There'll be more people in prison, and we won't know what to do. So I think that's one very concrete example that we could do more about. And secondly, I think, working with those groups who have the absolute experience and skill in working with homeless people. Every person on the streets is different. Their needs are different. But groups such as Catching Lives and Porchlight have the skills and experience to do that. And I think we should be doing more to help those groups on behalf of everybody to engage in the issues. It may be inability to pay rent. It's often an inability to provide an address from which you can then come into the social services structures and gain the necessary support. But again, those are long-term issues. We won't change anything by, you know, short-term. It's long-term commitment to listen to their needs and to help them find a right way forward. If we could do something about illegal loan sharks, again, I think it would contribute immensely to meeting some of the questions that surround homelessness. That's why I'm a passionate supporter and have given my wholehearted support for that piece of work going forward. Again, it's a long-term piece of work because many people who are in debt to loan sharks think of the loan shark as being their friend to start with because they've offered them immediate help. Here is some money. They don't recognise and realise the consequences of accepting such monies with their exorbitant interest rates that usually follow. No one agency can bring all that's needed to this issue, but if we can work at it together, then I think we can find some lasting answers. And I think that's, again, part of my response is we need to build networks of support to surround and work with people who are homeless rather than individual institutions doing their own particular work, if you see what I mean. I always say nobody chooses to be homeless. Nobody chooses to live on the streets. Not one person who spent last nights on the streets of any community in Kent chooses to be there. They have dignity. And if we can actually respond to that dignity, then that works. And the final thing I would say to anybody is, you know, we're desperate in those institutions, and I keep coming back to them, but they're critically important to the night shelters, to catching lives in Porchlight. We are desperate for those who are willing to volunteer and to help. And if there are people as a result of this interview and your work would like to put themselves forward, then they know exactly where to go. And they will be taught, the people will talk with them and see how they can help. But I think those would be my four very practical steps.